Good morning, saints.
Good morning.
All Saints' Day is celebrated the day after Halloween. Halloween being All Hallows' Eve on October 31st. All Saints' Day, of course, is November 1st, or the nearest Sunday afterward, which is today. It is characterized in the Book of Common Prayer as a principal feast, I quote, taking precedence over any other day or observance, end quote. The day is set aside to remember and commend the saints of God, both living saints and those who have died. All Christians, past and present, all saints, known and unknown. Over time, the day became associated with special remembrance of an individual's family member or friend. Our catechism in the back of the Book of Common Prayer reminds us, quote, because we still hold our departed in our love, and because we trust in God's presence, those who have chosen to serve God will grow in God's love until they see God as God is. I love it that the Episcopal Church has a commemoration where my saints can be remembered even by those who never knew them, merely by hearing their names read on a list. I appreciate that I can join with others in remembering their saints along with mine, making our community stronger and more connected. Not all faith traditions have such a remembrance, but since I have found this tradition, I have gained comfort and a designated time to celebrate all of them together. Who are your saints? Who are your saints? If you haven't made a list already, sit for a few moments and write them down. Then remember why they are your saints and thank them for their gifts and love to you. And thank God for having put them in your life at just the right time. It won't be a wasted few moments, I assure you. The great cloud of witnesses are those faithful Christians who have died, who are always present, always surrounding us. This year, as part of our worship liturgy, I invite you to honor and remember your loved ones, the saints in your life, by lighting a candle at this altar of remembrance. I invite you to come forward, place the lit candle at this altar. If you don't want to come forward, if you want to sit in quiet contemplation, that's okay too. The ushers are going to dismiss you by rows. Now, let me show you and give you an example. Adults will take a thin candle, light it, and go ahead and put it deep within the rice. Parents and godparents, children will light candles too. There's a little black switch on the bottom of this candle. Help them turn it on. They'll put it in the sand here. This dismissal will be different than how we're dismissed for the Holy Eucharist. A chalice administrator will be standing by the candle, which Chuck already is, for anyone who may need help. And also Carolyn will be by the step. So you're going to come by rows. The choir is going to be first. And then Mima will start with the flats and exit you by rows. Next with these risers, we call. And then finally with these risers. Then the altar party and whoever is left is welcome to come forward. Just checking my notes. Let us pray. May the souls of all the departed rest in peace and rise in glory, and remain with us in spirit until we can join them in the glory of God and the heavenly kingdom. Amen. Ushers, you may begin with the flats, and the choir may come forward. In our culture, so many feel alone and desperate. We are not alone. We are surrounded with the company of heaven and with all the saints. And we give glory to God that God is incarnate within each of us to love one another, to love ourselves, to love God. And to do this radical thing we call worship and living in a faith community. And the people say, Amen.